So as you're getting your day started, got to ask you a question. Are you familiar with flood lighting? Not some kind of lights that you have in your house. It's a term that is coming into fashion now, of something that people do when they're out on dates. Is that right, Kitty?
Yeah, it's the hot dating trend you shouldn't get in on, apparently. The Huffington Post just did a big story on flood lighting.
Yeah, which so is, what is it exactly?
It's what happens when you reveal too much about yourself way too soon on a date. But now apparently people are doing it on purpose to fast track relationships and see if the person can handle them. For example,
you could
be on a first date and say, I'm an only child, I hate my dad, I'm on a cleanse, I have a ton of debt, and I'm banned from Walmart. Can you handle that?
Yeah, see, you got to slowly introduce those things into the ecosystem until maybe, 8 months in, they're like, what? I never knew that about you.
Right, but why waste your time if they're not going to be able to handle it?
Well, because maybe by then you could convince them.
That it's okay?
Yeah, like, fix me. Or, there's this thing is crazy, but all these other things I've done are great. I don't know. I don't think I've always kept it close to the chest.
I don't admit, I'm pretty much a lunatic if you make me mad.
Right. Well, yeah, I can vouch for that.
Or threaten to leave me.
Yeah.
Then I will be insane and stalk you. I never really revealed that. But I do remember being on a first date with someone. This is way, way back in the early days of Triple M and me working here, and I was much younger. Anyway, I went on a first date with a guy that was a listener. I had never met him
plan.
Before. I never met him.
Great idea.
Call in a lot, and he was very funny.
Yeah,
I can't even remember his name. And I took him to see, I think, Marshall Crenshaw or someone like that at the Paramount Music Hall. Remember that place?
Sure.
And then before that, we went out for Chinese, and he told me, he said, I've only been in love once. And it was when I was on shore leave for 5 days in Michigan. And you remind me so much of her.
Keeper! was that during dinner?
During dinner. And I think right after that, I accidentally ate one of those hot dried peppers that you're not supposed to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was, you know.
Little... And so that made it even better, right?
Right. Because that was
all
like,
choked up.
And then we had to go to the concert.
Yeah. That's pretty awkward.
Which I left early. I got to get up early. Got to go.
It's always a good hour, isn't it? I know that my friend Keith, his sister, went on a date with a guy. And the next morning at 5 a.m., Keith's dad got a phone call from the guy. Hello, Mr. Cousins. I just want to let you know that I went out with your daughter last night, and I would like to get your permission to ask for her hand in marriage.
You're making that up.
I know. 100% true.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
How drunk was the guy?
I know. And then, Keith's dad was like, slow down there, buddy. I mean, that's beautiful. So what I think we need to do, we can't connect those two people together. That wouldn't really work.
One expert said it's good to be open and honest about yourself, but said there's a difference between organically engaging and immediately waterboarding a date with your deepest trauma.
You and I have both felt like we've been on waterboarding dates many times, right? Sometimes I'm the waterboarder. Sometimes I'm the waterboardee.
I think I feel like that a lot of times in meetings that I have to go to here.